Hey, welcome to the show. This is John. Today I'd like to talk to you guys about work or your career path and how it's related to bipolar disorder. With bipolar disorder, it's so chaotic. It's such a chaotic illness that it's difficult to manage on a daily basis. Bipolar disorder is on a spectrum. So you have the severe type, which is type 1 bipolar disorder, and then it goes down to type 2, and then to cyclothymic disorder. And I'm talking about the severity of symptoms and the difficulty of functionality, about your motivation, your energy level. Those are all things that I've had to deal with. I know many have throughout the years as well. And in relation to a job, work, or a career path, it can be extremely difficult to manage something from day to day, since consistency is what the whole framework of the modern world is. It's difficult for someone with bipolar disorder because of how inconsistent of an illness it is. When you try to put inconsistency and consistency together, it doesn't fit well. So when I talk about the spectrum of bipolar disorder, as your symptoms get, the symptoms of your bipolar disorder increase and get more intense. I'm talking about when you get manic and you're type 1, delusional. If you're a delusional and psychotic, that you can't do anything. So the whole reason why I'm explaining this to you is to give you a framework, a frame of reference, so you can see how bipolar disorder works. When I have worked in the past, I've had so many different jobs. I've had jobs ranging from a delivery driver to a scientist to a chemical engineering intern to a writer, all sorts of things. And I know a lot of other people are in the same shoes as myself. It's hard to manage a job day to day when your energy level is fluctuating, your motivation level is fluctuating, you don't know how you're going to be from day to day. And it's important for those of you who don't have bipolar to understand is it's not just a matter of, oh gosh, I don't feel like going, or I'm a little sad today. Those are normal emotions, feelings that people deal with on a daily basis. But when you have an illness like bipolar disorder, it's real. When your energy level is tanked, your motivation, and you physically and mentally cannot make it happen, it's frustrating. And I'm the first one to talk about how frustrating it is not to be able to work in the normal 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, corporate workforce way. For years, that's how I grew up, was learning or understanding that I needed to get a 9 to 5 job, and after that everything would be great. But if you can't handle a 9 to 5 job like that, it's extremely what's the word? Discouraging. It's extremely discouraging, and it really smacks your self-confidence too. Who wants to say, oh, I can't really work because I have an illness? Or you're looked down upon. It's not something that that anybody wants to have. Those of us with bipolar disorder, we do have a higher incidence of unemployment and not being able to stay with a job for an extended period, at least from type 1, the type 1 that I was talking about. That's what I have. In terms of type 2 and cyclothymia, I think there's a better chance of being able to follow in that sort of framework, that the 9 to 5 job. But what I've found is that I can still do things. I can still create. I can still do this podcast. The Bipolar Battle podcast. I'm able to do that. I write my blog. It's the bipolarbattle.com blog. Yeah, the bipolarbattle.com. That's my blog. I also have written an online course. I've done a bunch of these cool things that I find that are pretty cool. I've just released a new book on March 27th. It's called This War Within My Mind. And you can get it from Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all over the place. So when I talk about work, I'm talking about the normal 9 to 5 job. The stuff that I'm doing now, it allows me the flexibility that I need so I can manage my daily life. So I can do those things. So in the morning, if it's 8 or 9 in the morning and I can't quite get to functioning at that point, I find a time throughout the day to do it. It might take longer, and if I'm working with someone, I know it's more frustrating because it's hard for me to get a concrete schedule set up, but it's something I can do, and I've been doing it for the past few years now. So I guess when it comes to work and bipolar disorder, if you can't work and just a regular job or whatnot, there are so many other options out there. My job title now, or it's more just title, I'm a published author, I'm an award-winning blogger, and I'm an award-winning mental health advocate. And I haven't been able to do those things in the way that somebody who doesn't have bipolar disorder would. For me, I was kind of forced in to this because I'm not talking about the actual work. I enjoy it completely, the creative part, doing those things, but it's not one of those things where you're trading hours for dollars, where, oh, you worked 3 hours, paid $15 an hour, so you made $45. This is more, I do these things, and then I'm able to release them and make something, or at least spread my message. That's the big thing. I'm doing these things to spread the message of empowerment for those of us with bipolar disorder. If I was doing it strictly for the money, I wouldn't do anything then, because it just, I don't, money is not my motivating factor. My motivating factor is to help people and to give the information that has helped me so they can do better with their own lives. So the reason why I did this podcast today about work and bipolar disorder is that I met somebody online and she asked me the same question. She's in the same boat where she's frustrated and she doesn't know what to do. And so I explained to her what I'm telling you guys about how we're not built for that consistent 9 to 5 work day that most people can handle. It's completely different. The other thing I told her is that if you are going to try to do some sort of job like that, don't work the graveyard shift. Try not to work double shifts. It's difficult to maintain your bipolar disorder and managing it when you are working those sort types of schedules because it makes it even more inconsistent. The other thing I wanted to say, I also wanted to say that some people with bipolar disorder do thrive with the 8 to 5 job. Because consistency, as I was mentioning, consistency helps those of us with bipolar disorder. That's why each day I strive to follow a routine, but work is different in terms of you're forced into the consistency. And some people, that works out awesome for them. And that's fantastic. If that's you, kudos, kudos. But if not, I just want you to open up your frame of mind, your frame of reference of what is out there and what you can do. You might have to look into a freelance job. You might have to look into being a blogger or an advocate or a virtual assistant, something that you have more control over with the schedule, who you work with, when you work. I think those are things to just keep in mind. But remember, when it comes down to it, we're all individuals, and what works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. So I hope this has opened up your mind a little bit, or it's given you a chance to think of some new ideas. And I hope it's helpful. Take care.